Jnanatimarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Dapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Isn't it a beautiful setting? One of the qualities of Krishna is that he's expert in time, place, and circumstance. So it was actually described that he picked the best place in the world, Vrindavan, at the best time of the year, the full night moon of the Sharat season, with the best people, the gopis. So the devotees are also expert at time, place, and circumstance. I actually consult astrologer, the auspicious time, and we'll keep it really sattvic. We'll restrict it to two designated photographers so we can actually keep the focus here. Now, you know, when you come to a theater, they tell you they tell you the acts you're going to have. Can everybody hear me even in the back? Gopi Kumar, is that better? Yeah. Can we make it a little louder? Is that okay? Can everybody hear now? What? A little bit more? Okay. Okay, you can all hear?
Yeah.
Okay. When you go to a Broadway show, you get the playbill, and they say what acts are coming. So I'll give you a little bit of a coming attractions for my talk. Okay. First, before I speak of Guru Tattva, I want to say something about community and gratitude. Then I want to tell two stories to illustrate Guru Tattva. And then I'm going to give the initiates an anacronym to help them remember the key messages. Anybody remember the anacronym? Is that anacronym? Yeah. That I gave at Tota Gopinath's? What was it?
Hope.
Right. Honesty, being offenseless, Prabhupadanuga, and enthusiasm for service. So today's anacronym will be Pope. Okay? And you'll see what the extra P means. I mean, it has nothing to do with the Italian influence in me that happens to be here, Ganesham, and let's see all this. So it's just a coincidence. So, community. You know, there's that saying, it takes a community to raise a child. So it takes a community to raise a devotee. So I don't want to sit here and take all the credit. I'm one part of this community that performs an important function, but one of the functions. And I'm just saying, today really represents the community too. You know, sometimes we have a pride, you know. I made him a devotee. But it's so hard to claim that here. Because you don't know where they come from. They may wind up with you, but you don't know where they originally came from. You know, and some people come to me and they go someplace else, and then they, you know. So I think we have a pretty good representation here of the different preachers. Of course, by the tattoos in the first row, we understand the influence of the hardcore straight edge and how they come and different people. It's amazing how many people have come from that scene, and even that, you know, where they come from. And I know Madonna's not here, but a lot of people have been taking shelter of him and getting instructions from him. More than probably 50% of the people that are sitting here too, and how many people. And Satyaraj Prabhu is someplace here in the back, you know. If there's a parampara, like Prabhupada and then me, you know, and then I have disciples, Raghunath and Madan. And so in that way, there's a parampara, but they also come to, from Satyaraj Prabhu, because even before I met Madan and Raghunath Prabhu, Satyaraj was already their Siksha Guru. So I think you people are as much connected to him, even if you haven't met him in a way or know him, as you are to me in that sense. So we want to give everybody full credit, and be nice afterwards, before you go, to just ask him for some instruction. And you can accept it as coming from Prabhupada and non-different what I would say also. I see Janine is here. The way I first met Janine is, what was it, Yogashala? What was it called?
Yogashala.
Yogashala. Kasturba was holding his classes there, you know, and, you know, she was inspired in Krishna consciousness. And then he asked me to give one class, and I became connected in that way. And Julie, I met at the Adi teacher training at Yoga Maya. That Bryn organized that teacher training. I still remember that original picture.
Yeah.
Patrick Franco and Cy Bell, and so many people became devotees. So it's really, and Tatiana, I remember she was making garlands in the back of the Bhakti Center, you know, and I somehow met her there. And her friend brought her. So I think it's really, today is really like a representation of the wonderful thing that's actually been created here, you know, that community of devotees that give you so many opportunities for Sangha from so many different places. So. I think we can celebrate that. And sometimes people talk about the good old days, but some of us that go back a little further, it wasn't always the good old days. You can ask Kasturba, you know, trying to do the Bhakti Center and trying to get one program off the ground and what you have to go through. And being with Satyaraj Prabhu in the Brooklyn Temple, where one Western devotee walked in the door. And now look what's happening. And here, Gopkishore and family, what they've created here for our programs is so wonderful. And in that regard, gratitude. Gratitude. One time, Burijan Prabhu, I think one of our mentors, really, maybe he'll even come next year. Burijan Prabhu, one time we're at Vrindavan, and so many, how many people here have been to Vrindavan? Wow, look at that, huh? I should ask how many people haven't. But, you know, when you first came, the austerities were unbelievable. So Burijan Prabhu was, you know, at Prabhupada's disappearance day, was talking about, you know, don't think it's always like this now. You know, the MVT restaurant, and, you know, when we had to make a phone call, there was one phone in all of Vrindavan. And if you wanted to call America, you had to call Mathura. Mathura had to call Delhi, and Delhi had to call, and I swear it was a Tropicana juice can with a piece of, you know, and there was one taxi and the austerities. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing here, what we're relishing now. These are the good old days. These are good new days. Yeah. Ghanashyam is there. We were down in East 4th Street, then Avenue D. It wasn't always the Bhakti Center. You know what Avenue D means? B is bad, C is crazy, D is dead. And then E is the East River. So Ladini Shakti Prabhu's here, goes way, way back. You know, right he was there in the pioneer days trying to establish Skirmahorn Street too. So it's such a community of Vaishnavas here that have contributed to this. And we should be grateful. I'll tell you one story about that also. Some of you know Rasacharya. A few of you know Rasacharya. His father's name was Ganagamya. And he was about 6'5". And when I was first in Dallas, Texas, Prabhupada came. Oh, I remember, we had, Prabhupada was giving Bhagavad Gita class in the morning and Chaitanya Charitamrita class, I think, in the evening. And then Prabhupada said, are there any questions? And Ganagamya stands up. He's 6'5". It's Texas. So he stands up and said, Prabhupada, how can we repay you? And he said, just remain obliged. So gratitude, it's the foundational principle. Because unless you have gratitude, you can never feel love. Like a child who's entitled, nothing you can give them, they'll feel your love. You want to feel devotion in bhakti? You have to be gratitude. I think Raghunath Das Goswami prays, Nama Shreshtam Manumapi Sachi Putram Atra Sarupam Rupam Tasya Grajam Uruparim Matara Ghostvatim Radha Kundam Giribaram Maho Radhikama. So many things. But Nama Shreshtam, the best is the holy name. Radha Kundam Giribaram Maho Govardhan Hill. Wow, all these treasures that we got. I see some of you that went to Vrindavan. My God, opening up the spiritual world. Right? Yeah, open. Al here, the way he came, Dustin and Meg from Albany went on tour with Raghunath. Then they come back and they meet their friend Al. And now Al is here. You know, so it's just so rewarding. Isn't it, Raghunath, those tours? And then, and Damodar Sarup, and what? And Radha Priti just got initiated by Srila Radhanath Swami. You know, how wonderful, you know? Because you don't really expect it. The bhakti immersion, these tours, people come. And then all of a sudden you see them sitting here. How did that happen? Right? John, I was at Raghunath's teacher training, and I started telling stories like I always do. And I start telling the story of my niece, Emily, who went to Vrindavan. And after he asked any question, he asked a question. He said, are you Uncle Dennis? My niece was the photographer at John and Katie's wedding. And then a class with Madan Mohan somehow in Long Island, and then moving upstate. Now they're bedrocks of the Super Soul Farm with Raghunath. So it's all cooperation. This is the way Prabhupada wanted the movement. We don't own people. I'm initiating you. I don't own you. The community of Vaishnavas, and ultimately, everything I said goes back to the mercy of Prabhupada. It all goes back to the mercy of Prabhupada. What he did and where we would be without him, I cannot even imagine. So now, the two stories. The first story is sixth grade in PS 200. in Bensonhurst. And I think it was the sixth grade social studies course. And in the social studies course, I tell this story often, we were discovering how America was found. And then we were getting to the Spanish. And there was the picture of Balboa discovering the Pacific Ocean. And his horse is like ankle deep into the water, and he has his armor on. And it says, Balboa discovered the Pacific Ocean. It was only till about 40 years later, when I learned about cultural appropriation, that I realized, wait a second, there are all these natives in canoes in the water in that picture. Right? That Balboa discovered the Pacific Ocean. The natives were smiling, they were happy, and he was sitting there proud. But the point I wanted to make is, knowledge is not discovered. It's existing with the universe. God said, let there be light. With the sound of the universe comes knowledge of the universe. It's not something we discover. We don't have to experiment and discover new knowledge. We have to discover the knowledge that's already there. And I think that's the point, that when you take initiation, you're surrendering, but not in this bad term, to a position of authority, but the concept of there's authority in knowledge. There's knowledge that's already there, and that knowledge is carried into cyclic succession. So when you make the commitment and you surrender at initiation, it's not some oppressive position. Anything you want to study, you have to have a teacher. I'm thinking of the Kaliya pastime, where Krishna is dancing so beautifully on the heads of the Kaliya serpent. And with all the fans moving, I don't want this to go up too late, so I won't tell the whole Kaliya pastime. But the apsaras, all the heavenly musicians are playing their instruments. The Gandharvas are singing, the Vidyadharas are doing their drumming. But the apsaras, the heavenly dancers, are not dancing. Why? Because they see Krishna is dancing. And Krishna is called Adi Guru Kalatra, the original guru of all arts. So you want to learn something? You have a guru, and that guru has a guru, and that guru has a guru. And then it comes back to an origin. So this really means that we are surrendered. And if you surrender to knowledge, what does that mean? It's a man of character. I don't want to put this on a bad note. Think of the biggest fool you know. No. Think of the person who has the most character. Why do you respect them? Because they accept the authority of knowledge. And that's what I'm striving for in my life. Myself. I'm still working at it. Year after year after year. And I want that. I want to be a man of character. And what is a man of character? Who leads his life by the authority of knowledge. And when you do that, it's also love. Because what is that knowledge? It's your relationship with God. And it's an exhibition of your relationship with God. Now, the second story I want to tell is, I was in Dallas, and I was a teacher at the school. And then Prabhupada called all the teachers in, and he looked at us very, very sternly, and he said, you call yourselves teachers. Now, what is the purpose of education? So, you heard many of my classes, you may have heard this before, but if you repeat it in context of something else, it has dynamicism. So someone raised their hand and said four things and quoted the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Nam Maskaro. Surrender to me, worship me. And Prabhupada was like, yeah, you know, it's kind of, it's not wrong, but it's not the answer he wants. And then someone said nine things. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, the nine practices, Prabhupada. Yeah. And then Prabhupada said what he wanted to say. Guru nasasyat, swajani nasasyat. Don't become a guru. Don't, you know, take a spouse. You know, don't become a teacher. Don't be the head of a government. Unless you can actually deliver the people. Actually from their suffering and give them knowledge. Because all suffering is caused by ignorance. We know that. So Prabhupada talked about the commitment. So I'm saying, as I have a commitment, it's a very, very heavy commitment. Actually, I'm thinking maybe in the near future or something, not even taking more initiated disciples. Actually working on the ones I have, because it's a commitment. And you can fulfill that commitment in one or two ways. Very powerful preachers like Prabhupada, Jayapataka Swami, Indradyumna Swami, Radhanath Swami, they travel around the world. They're so powerful. And then they encourage their disciples to take siksha. Again, instructions. You know, in the family, to get those instructions. Then others, maybe like myself, a little bit more limited. Want to sit down myself. Of course, with so many in New York, it's amazing how many siksha gurus there actually are. How many people talk to you, not just with their words, but actually can touch your heart, able to speak your language. And your language is not just English. It's the frame of reference and the understanding of how you understand English. And there's so many people. So now the anacronym, Pope. The P stands for priority. Janine was telling me this, that Vaisheshik Prabhu was giving a class on japa or chanting. And he said something. Sachidananda Swami, Radhanath Swami, Vaisheshika Prabhu, wherever it comes from, you grab it. Rabindra Sarup Prabhu said that the Sanskrit word for plagiarism, not all of you will get this joke, but some will. The Sanskrit word for plagiarism is Guru Parampara. So we all steal from each other. Right? So Vaisheshika, he said something very wonderful. He said, and I really think this is so important and so much the key, that, and it's something I, you know, you can learn now, and it's taken me now to learn, okay? Is that chanting and our meditation is not something which we put our life, that we put around our life. We put our life around that. That's a priority. It's so important. That's really a priority. And when you take that priority, the rest of your life changes in a way that you don't lose any time. Your mind becomes so much more acute. God Himself helps you organize things in such a way. So priority. This is not something to schna. It's a priority. And I know your lives is different than mine. People work, they have families, there's so many obligations, etc. But apply that instruction to your life. It's a priority, that commitment. And from commitment comes love. Eric Fromm, in his book, The Art of Loving, he made a very important point about relationships. He said, it's not that you're infatuated, you know, that's love, and then you make a commitment that you get married. No, you make a commitment, and then afterwards comes love. Afterwards, by commitment. Commitment is the key. Sharanagati, surrender, is the door to bhakti. People can talk so many things of high subject matters, but first, that's the point. And that's the point that Prabhupada stressed. You know, that commitment, that surrender. And we know, you know, that it's not renunciation, it's dedication. Not that you give everything you enjoy, it's not, you know, everything you know. But there's a way of dedicating yourself, even seeing the things that nourish you and that you need for yourself as part of bhakti. Oh, well, I just replaced the H with the P. It's the same, because I think they're relevant. And I should say what the H is, too, before I get to this. The hope one, the H was very important. There's a really good friend and wonderful Vaishnava, Advaita, Professor Edwin Bryant. I mean, we know him so well. We love him. He's such a great Vaishnava. Can't be a nicer person. And, you know, he was an ISKCON, then his guru went away, and then after some time he took an initiation in Vrindavan from the most learned scholar in Vrindavan. And he himself is a distinguished PhD in so many ways. We can't even. So he said, oh, I'm taking from this scholar, and okay, I'm waiting for the lecture now is coming. Let's see what he says. The scholar said two words. He said, be honest. Yeah. Integrity means what? It means to be one with. It means to be one with. Integral means to be one with. So honesty means integrity. Your life is one with what you believe. In a practical way, under guidance, so that you understand the nuances of Krishna consciousness. So O is avoid offenses. I'm not going to speak all the 10 offenses. I'm actually going to write something and send it to all the initiates. They could read the offenses. But I was listening to a tape of Prabhupada the other day, and he said, it's surprising because it could be said in another way. The most serious offense is it's the seventh offense. But anyway, to commit sin on the strength of chanting. And what Prabhupada related to it is taking vows and not being serious. Thinking that just the commitment itself saves you. It's not just the commitment. Satyaraj Prabhu, he was sharing with me once two Sanskrit terms for initiation. You remember that? One meant initiate to begin, and one was one that you actually commit yourself. There's some Sanskrit terms you shared with me before. So it's the beginning, but the real initiation is that full commitment. But don't think just because you got initiated, you know, now I'm free. And on the basis of that, do things. Of course, the first offense, sadhu ninda. If you can avoid that one thing, I read it someplace, I can't find it. Rati Krishna is usually my researcher, but sometimes I don't know where I found it, where I heard it. But it said, bhakti is easy. What's difficult is not committing offenses to Vaishnavas. Because we have this wonderful community, but at the same time, when you're in this wonderful community, there's social interactions. Be careful. Whenever you're about to criticize, do what they do in India. You grab each ear and you bite your tongue and you pull your ears. So, sadhu ninda. Avoid offenses. And subtleties also. The tenth offense is to maintain material attachment despite hearing so many instructions. It doesn't mean you don't love your children, and that's an offense. What it means is when you take beyond what you need to keep the body and soul together. And P is Prabhupada Nuga. I give the example of glasses. What glasses are, there's something between you and an object that help you see the object better. So guru is a prescription. You're in the parampara, but it's via medium. And it helps you to see better. It doesn't interfere with something. It makes your relationship with Prabhupada even closer. But I say, Prabhupada is, and therefore different people have different gurus, even in the same ISKCON society. Not everyone talks to everyone else. Let's be real. But at the same sense, we accept everyone's guru. One sadhu in Vrindavan said, a Vaishnav is one, told me personally, a Vaishnav is one who promotes faith in guru. Someone may not be your guru. He may not speak to you, but he's someone else's guru. And we should see that. But Prabhupada, he's the guru for everyone. And we fortify that by regularly reading his books. Raghunath's in ecstasy. Every morning he gives Bhagavatam by Prabhupada now. And everywhere I go, yeah, I'm listening to Bhagavatam. From Mexico, I'm listening to Bhagavatam. I'm listening to Bhagavatam. Oh, yeah. I don't see it, but I doubt. I know Kastuba now with his wife, they're reading through the whole Bhagavatam. Right? And again, you have the advantage of learning the things that we know now that we learned by trial and error for so many years. So priority, avoid offenses. Prabhupada Nuga, read his books regularly. It's revelatory. It's not ink and paper. It's transcendental sound. It will speak to you. And E, as in hope and pope, is enthusiastic for service. Pradyumna Prabhu, Prabhupada's Pandichi, great soul. He says things that blow my mind, they're so simple. He gave a simple definition of bhakti. And if you apply this in your life, he said, bhakti means to make yourself available for service. I remember Lee came to India for the first time, came to the Puri Yatra, started, I wouldn't ask him, mopping the floors after prasadam. That's all he did the whole time. Up and down, next service, this is bhakti. Available. And what real bhakti is when you develop a liking for that. Not just what you like to do in Krishna consciousness, but the liking for service when it comes from Krishna. And this is actually a challenge. This is the challenge of surrender. But when you do it, when you go down in your heart and you become real gopi, kinkari, what you want, I will do. When you develop that consciousness and you're open for that consciousness, then your heart opens to the holy name. Then the holy name really enters deeply into your heart. Okay, so you won't forget the Pope. Okay? And you'll keep hope Okay, someone who's musical, make a rap song for my next lecture. Okay, and now before I give the names, there's Punch a Samskara. There's five samskaras. First is tapa. Tapa means, you know, we regret a life where we were the center instead of God. It's a healthy regret. And then udram, we get identification with a family of Vaishnavas. And then nam, that's the first initiation. And nam means you get the holy name and you get a spiritual name, and they're connected. Because the holy name comes into your heart when you develop the spiritual identity of being a servant of Krishna. So we give names, and it's really such a dynamic thing. I like humor, so it's a serious moment, so the jokes will help. Next year, we have to get like a bookie here for the names, you know, 10-1 on this name and that name. But I try to pick names that no one will get proud that I picked the name. So I have my little bag here of the things, and we'll pull them out one at a time, and as they come, we'll see who comes up. So this is Tatiana, okay? Hey, Kula Pradeep, you tell them they pay obeisances to the deities, and then to the... Okay. So, what are the four rules?
Yeah. No intoxication, no eating, no gambling, no illicit sex.
Okay, and how many rounds are you promised to chant?
Every 16 rounds every day.
Okay. Your name is Thakurani Devi Dasi. She wanted a sweet name, and that's a very nice name of Radharani. It means Queen Radha, and it comes from a song. Raghun, you know the song?
Okay.
I'll tell you. Okay, you didn't know the whole words. Okay. Okay, it goes. All right. That was your cue. Thakurani ki jai, Hari Pyari ki jai. Thakurani ki jai, Hari. Bolo Varsha, no, Bolo. See, I got proud now, you see. Okay. Thakurani ki jai, Hari Pyari ki jai. Vrishabhanu Dulari ki jai, jai, jai. Vrishabhanu Dulari ki jai, jai, jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai.
Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai.
Bolo Varshani Wari ki jai, jai, jai.
Bolo Varshani Wari ki jai, jai, jai.
I don't want any other, just these photographers, because then I just make it now. Just the two photographers. Okay, so Thakurani, sweet name. Of Radha. Let's see. This is almost like... Okay. I think... Al, this is yours, right? Okay. Tell... Okay. Put this pillow off. That's okay. Okay. What are the four principles?
No meat eating, chant minimum 60
times. Not the four regular principles.
What?
Four regular principles. No meat eating.
No meat eating. No illicit sex. No gambling. No intoxication.
Okay. And how many rounds you promised to chant?
Minimum 60.
Minimum 16 rounds. Okay. Your name is Amala Vaishnav Das. Amala means pure. Mala means dirty. Amala means pure. So, Das, servant of pure Vaishnavs. I was thinking of naming him, but I didn't. Prahlad Das, because of the Shringa tattoo. But I thought that would draw too much attention to it. It was close. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, John? Okay, what are the four principles?
Thou no meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, or gambling.
Okay, and how many rounds you?
16.
Minimum. Okay. Your name is Jai Balai Das. I'll give a little history of the name. And some of you don't know John. Okay, you can sit down now. John is a something like a sustainable architect. I told you, my niece, and Madan did the wedding, actually. Aww. So he wanted deities, and Raghunath is giving him nice instructions. So he asked Raghunath what deities. Raghunath said, you have Krishna Balaram. So he asked me, what should the name be? So I said, Kanai Balai. And so he asked, what is Balai? Just like there's Nityananda, we say Nitai. Nitai is an affectionate way in Bengal of saying Nityananda. So I have a disciple, Jai Nitai. So Balai is a very affectionate way of saying Balaram. So Jai Balai. Katie, you approve? Nice name, right? Okay. Okay. I feel like a little kid, you know. It's like trick or treats or something. Or what am I going to get in there? Okay. This is this Lee? Okay, Lee, come on up. Okay. I won't give names that rhyme, but yeah. Atmosphere is so sublime, isn't it? I mean, a little hot, but such a sublime atmosphere here. Okay. What are the four principles?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
And how many rounds?
At least 16 rounds.
Okay. Your name is Lal Govinda Das. What did you think about it, brother?
I wrote Lal Krishna.
Oh. You're pretty good. I almost gave that, but I think Lal Govinda is much better. Lal is also a very, very affectionate way of calling young Krishna, Lal. So, Brie?
Okay.
Okay.
No, this is sex, no meat-eating, no intoxication, and no gambling.
Okay, and how many rounds?
Yeah, it was 16 rounds a day.
Okay. Your name is Braja Sundari Radha. Baby Dasa. Hey, Janine. What are the four principles?
No eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no sex.
Okay, come up a little closer. And how many rounds will you?
At least 16.
Okay. Your name is Jaya Kishori Devi Dasi. Hey. Okay, there's a story behind that name. One day, Leela Velasini. You know her, my disciple in Vrindavan. She came to me and said, wow, I met a Bridge Basi something. He said, it's such a great name, but no one has it. Jaya Kishori, isn't it so sweet? I said, okay, I'll keep that one. I said, don't tell anybody else. Okay? Last but not least.
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
How many rounds you?
At least 16 rounds.
Okay. Your name is Jamuna Jaya Devi Dasi. Okay. Who knows the song where that came from? Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahava. Everybody again. Kalindi Jamuna Jaya. Okay. Before we have the yajna, I'll just tell two jokes, okay? Lee and Bree, someone said, give them names that rhyme. So they found out about it, and they didn't like give them names that rhyme. So I was thinking, let me give them names that fit together. So I thought that in Vrindavan, there's a famous temple called the Shani Mandir. It's of Saturn. And there's a favorite place where they gopis, they stole the clothes. Clothes is cheer. So it's called Cheer God. So I thought I would name them Shani and Cheer. And the joke with Jamuna Jaya was, I said, don't invite all your friends. I can't afford to rent out Yankee Stadium. Okay, now we'll, tell what we're going to do now is?
We'll do Swastivachana, and then
okay. Okay, we have our kirtan ready to go as, okay.
Okay. So,